Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It is Friday evening, April 12th, 2013. I am Anne, here co-hosting with Ron Ametron. We're going to have a wonderful evening of healings and information about Ascension and Creation Lightship. Are you there, Ron?
I'm here. Yep, we're here. So maybe we could do some, let's energize the light beam first.
Oh, yes.
Bring the light beam up on the monitor screen, so that's real simple. Just scroll down a little ways here. And we'll bring in the males here for a little more energy for everybody. So here comes the male energy. One, two, three, four. We'll just snap my finger. There, they're in. And I'll do it again. There we go. They're increasing. And just a little more. There we go. So just see how that feels. If you want some more energy, people, just type it in on the fast chat, and we'll do that. So what I would like to do is have a little more control of the shows on the fast chat. So this is what I'll be saying now, probably for each show. And looks like we're having some wonderful comments on the fast chat off and on. But what we need to do is to keep it for newbies. And it's nice that you people have been on it off and on and saying hi to everyone else. That's great. But mainly what I need it for is for a brand new person who says, man, I have a question, and I'd like to know what that is. Or if you do a clearing and you say, yeah, this felt great, or thank you so much, or something like that. That's wonderful, too. So let's just try to keep it for a beginner, because what happens is, what I find anyway, and I have people commenting me this, they bring the fast chat up and they like it, but then all of a sudden they start getting more into the mental realm as they're reading all this stuff, and you may lose something that's very, very key to you that I'm talking about. And that's just kind of what I'm saying. So just stay focused on the program and maybe not even look at the fast chat. And if you feel something or like to know more information, then we'll use it that way. And you can just put, you know, do the question mark maybe after the your question. So I'd like to just kind of do the fast chat like that. And I appreciate all the comments before that we had from people, but I just need it to be more online with the program completely, and it's there to help you more than, you know, giving out, you know, other information. So whatever is dealing with the show here, that's perfectly fine. I do a clearing, and you felt warm or hot or tingles, or you say, hey, Ron, can you do that one again, or I didn't understand what you're talking about. That's what it's for. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Anne. So what can we do today?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, Ron, for saying that, because the fast chat definitely can take us over into the mental realm, and then that isn't good at all. Well, we already have a request. I was going to start us off with our basics to get everybody calm and centered over, you know, from our week, as it's Friday. And we already have a suggestion, or rather a request, for a trauma clearing and a fear clearing. So those might be great samples for you to start out with.
Okay. So let's do, I can do it different ways. We have whole lifetime clearings for fear and traumas and things like this here, emotional stuff. But what I'll do is a clearing, which would be the timeline crashing. And this clearing is used by a lot of people for their either physical situation or an emotional situation. So that's what I would probably say to do if you have not done a whole lifetime clearing. Now, let me kind of describe a whole lifetime clearing. Let's just say that you look upon your life now and you haven't done any clearings with me or the Creation Lightship but whatsoever, and you look at your life and you go, wow, you know, I've seen like the last 10 years I've been in anxiety and fear and stuff. Well, that means that it's finally come to your doorstep, and now it's recycling in you more often than it did maybe when you were, you know, 15 years of age, and now you have it. So it started at some point, and now it's kind of like in full bloom and festered, and now you're kind of dealing with that energy. That's what the whole lifetime clearing is about, the whole lifetime clearing. And that gets rid of the stuff in that particular arena of, like, trauma, we'll say. And it takes away, you know, it cleans your trauma body of this stuff. Now, the timeline crashing is like a nice Band-Aid. It won't take the place of a whole lifetime clearing, but it can get you out of a situation. Remember, most people are cloned out, so this might be get a little difficult for somebody, especially a new time listener. But you, if you look at the way people respond, and if you look at life, you notice that people change personalities a lot. And what's happening is they're being cloned out every 10 minutes. So without doing this very easily, and giving you, sugarcoating it and stuff, everybody's cloned out every 10 minutes, which means that every 10 minutes you're a different you. Now, on a timeline crash, let's say that you're in trauma. So you're dealing with a particular trauma, and all of a sudden the new you comes in. Well, it takes the trauma from the last clone replica of you and gives it to the new one. So the last one gives it to the new one, and that's handed out to the next one. And then you're also duplicated on many, many timelines. So if you get rid of the timelines of duplication of your particular problem or condition, then more than likely you're going to feel a lot better. So you may say, well, okay, I'll do 10 of these here. Just give it a try. Well, you may have to do more than 10. I've had people do a couple thousand of them. And so it's kind of up to you. So once you get the clearing, you either get it for typically 1 week, or you can get the clearing for, a month. Either way works, or you'll do it weekly. But basically, you start doing a situation in there, and you keep on it. Then the clone that you have in you will get cleared out, and the next one may not have much information from that trauma. Start getting rid of the timelines where you could be maybe on 500 timelines at one time. Remember, this is your parallel lives. Hopefully I'm making sense to everybody. If you don't understand this, I don't mind talking about it more and more, but I need you to understand what a timeline is. The timeline is you and everybody else typically on that same type of issue. There may be other timelines with trauma, but there could be, 10 million people on your timeline, and they're all experiencing traumas. So as you start clearing this timeline of trauma away from you for that particular issue, then they're also being freed up. So if you got rid of all the timelines of your issue, then when the next replica comes into you, it's going to be gone. I mean, no more trauma, and you're going to say, wow, I feel great. So what happens during this clearing? Each time you clear a timeline, a little piece of your spirit comes back into you. And that's why you start feeling better. So all these clearings do is take the energies of the dramas, traumas, the negativity, the mind-controlling programs, whatever it is there, the darkness, whatever word you want to use, which might be more palatable to you than something else, but it takes away that energy and brings you more of yourself back. So I can't bring anything back to you unless you're cleaned out, and that's the way it works. That's what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So it's kind of stated that he healed people of their sins. That's what he was doing, cleaning their DNA out so that they can have more spirit energy for ascension. That's what we're doing here for everybody. So I could never come on and say, I'm going to give you all this stuff here. I'm going to bring you some energies coming into your body, because it's probably not going to work. If you do a clearing, it will help you out a lot. We do bring in the light beam energy for peace. But as far as me trying to bring you something without a clearing, it normally does not work. I always do clearings. That's the main foundation of what we're doing here, is to clean out your darkness, whatever that would mean to you. That's kind of the way that works. And I think we have a beep there. I heard a beep. So somebody out there?
Do we have a caller?
Yes, I'm out here. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi.
I'm good.
Hi, Ron. Nice to hear from you. What's your question?
Well, I've been working in a mortuary cemetery, and I'm working on a project for them. And I'm photographing several hundred of the graves. And I may be possibly getting a job with this mortuary, but when I come home, I run entity clearings.
Good idea.
The mortuary, yeah. Well, I was wondering about what you thought about that. And I also, you had mentioned a long while back about the light ship collecting the emotional bodies from the people who are buried in cemeteries. So maybe you could tell me.
Here we go, everybody. So what I think she's asking is the people, we did this clearing, this happened back when I think I was in New Jersey, Edison, going to an event there, I think a body, mind, spirit event, and we went by this graveyard, and about that same time, I did this clearing, and everything left. And somehow the town had a Russian name, or it was like some kind of Russian town. It was kind of different to me, and I think that town's where they had the Civil War, too, so they had a lot of Civil War graves there. So here we go, everybody. We're going to do a clearing now for the people that died recently. So typically I would say since that last clearing, I'll just say 5-6 years ago probably. Anybody in the graveyards now, the emotional bodies, I'm going to bring the light ship in here. I'm going to take away these energies that are there waiting for something to happen or body hopping or and body hopping into people. I'll count to 10, and here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So that should work. So, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful. I have a question for you. Is the cemetery where I'm working, is there a lot of entities lurking around there? The name of the place is, the initials are MJ, right by where I live.
Well, I would say, as I look at it, from what there used to be until we did the clearing, so when the show started, I'd say there's only probably about the amount of graves are probably about 8% of entities there. Not a whole lot, but it doesn't take too many to, break your day when they hop on you. So, yeah.
But you would advise me to do the entity clearing every time I come home from there?
I would probably recommend that, yeah, because you could have entities that maybe had a friend there. The friend could be gone, but they're looking around for him, you know, and you happen to be there, so you could pick up a stray entity that's there. Maybe the entity has a buddy that died who used to play golf with him, and now the entity comes in wanting to play golf, and you happen to show up, and it likes you and pops into you. But the golfing buddy is no longer here.
So did the Creation Lightship collect all the emotional bodies from the cemeteries?
Yeah, the emotional bodies are now in process. They can't go back to the Earth Spirit because the Earth Spirit's no longer living here, but they'll be dealt with.
Good. Every time I go there, I kind of think about that. Who's jumping on me? But that's all. Thank you, too, very much.
Yeah, you're
thank
very welcome.
You for calling, Shannon. Ron, thank you so much. That is huge, what you just did.
Yeah, things are moving quite quickly
what
now.
What Creation Lightship just did, that is huge.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's things are moving a lot quicker now with energy. I don't know. I just see things speeding up a lot. And there's a lot going on behind the scenes now. I don't know what that exactly means, but we're here doing more work and getting rid of the energies. And the disinformation now is what we're dealing with to try to help people out of connecting to something outside of themselves or doing attunements or this or that or the other. So it's kind of going in that direction a little bit as the males are now coming in more strongly to move the energy forward. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I would like us to do a mental body sample clearing. We kind of talked about that at the beginning of the show because, we have a question from clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if anyone has any questions they'd like us to discuss on the air, you can send an email there and I'll check it. But we have one that, what is my I am presence? What does that you know, they want to know what that refers to, and I've heard that before. And the reason I thought it'd be interesting to ask you about that is I feel that those things are used by a lot of New Age healers and stuff to confuse us, actually, and to keep us in the mental realm. Another thing that I'm familiar with, I mean, I remember hearing I Am Presence before, but another one is just saying spirit, you know, as if there's one spirit that you should be connecting to, not your own spirit.
Yeah, there's
so
a lot
I was
of
wondering if you could talk about that and then maybe clear us mentally.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people talking about the I Am Presence. That seems to be a big buzzword out there. Maybe somebody, you want to Google that, Ann, and just see, kind of read a definition of what some of the practitioners are talking about. My own way of looking at it, you know, it's another disinformation thing, trying to trap you into darkness. So they're, in a sense, connecting with you, trying to tell you about something outside of yourself. Could be your higher self, could be something else. The I Am Presence seems to make you think that there's a God energy out there that you need to connect to because you lost it. Well, and it's outside of yourself, you have to bring it to you. That could be what some people maybe are thinking about. But basically, you always have your spirit with you. It doesn't leave you. It will leave you if you start doing other practices and you kick it out of your body. That happens all the time for people. That's probably why one reason why you're still here on this planet after a lot of incarnation. But basically, nothing is outside of yourself. Source energy is with you. Source energy is on the planet here and the planet itself, in the dirt, in the trees, and everything else around. And so you really can't bring it into you more. Only thing you can do is retrieve the parts of you that you got rid of through maybe judgment or myths or disinformation, trying to get that next book to learn more about what you're missing, then get hooking up yourself into more keywords, and then deluding yourself. And so it can kind of go on and on and on. So each time you do try to look outside of yourself, then you're disempowering yourself and giving yourself away to more of the darkness energies. And it may look good. You know, like I've been saying for so long, there's always some truth, or a lot of truth, in a lot of this dark energy that people are talking about in the name of light, or in the name of true light, I should say. The light of the darkness, it's always there. And so what you have is the energies that are outside of yourself is darkness. You can't go to source energy. So right away, forget that. You can never get into that higher evolution of consciousness outside of yourself by doing attunements and anything else. All you can do is clean out your body to bring in more of who you really are. And that's what you're looking for. And it's always with you, except if you gave it away. And the clearings that we have on the website bring those pieces back to you. That's just the way it works. So it's the I Am Presence is the means that you're like the individualized God energy, the you know, your higher self. I am that I am. That's kind of what some people talk about, you know, and they're trying to say that I am this great God presence here manifested in this body, and, you know, I am it. Well, that seems to, everybody has it, but you're going outside of yourself again with keywords. So the aliens, the unwanted universal travelers, use keywords. And so what happens to a lot of people is that they're not responsible for their life, and they want to try to get a quick, easy fix. And they'll get a book or read something or do an attunement, thinking that they're better off than what they were. And I'll just even talk about the clearings on our website. When you do a clearing, the clearing brings back more of your spirit. And now it's up to you to use your spirit energy to become more self-empowered. And so that's what you need to do now. Like I mentioned on a few shows, but if you're a new listener, I had one lady who did the emotional clearing. And so she did the clearing, and she called me up. She goes, "Ron, I feel really strange." I said, "Okay." She goes, "You know, I realize now that all the stuff that I had attached to me and my the way that I was running my life and having people like walk over me like a doormat, that stuff is gone now, and I feel a little strange because I now don't relate to a lot of the keywords and or people around me that used to push my buttons. So now she says I have to be responsible for my new life, and this is up to me to do. You can't do anything for me. You gave me the freedom to get out of my situations and or you know interviews that was coming to me, but now I have to make my own choice. And for me, that's scary, and I feel strange. I said, yes. And at that time, I didn't have the psychic billboard up. So if I would have had it up, and this is probably about 10 years ago, I would have told her to go on to the psychic billboard clearing and now kind of reestablish your life of what you want to have happen to you because you're brand new. You know, and she was probably about 55, I think. And so now she's brand new at 55. A lot of those traumas and dramas are released from her, which was holding her into, you know, these unwanted universal traveler programs. And now she can get out of that and feel more empowered. But she didn't really realize that, you know, or she didn't realize that she had to get, you know, into a situation of deciding what she has to do. Because she was like in neutral. And that kind of scared her because she didn't know what to do next because she was used to having people run her life for her. And so that's what you do when you have clearings. You get rid of this stuff that's controlling you out of your DNA, out of you, and now you're able to have more choice of who you want to come into. So that's kind of what that would be. So I have a definition here. The mighty I Am Presence is an electronic body of blazing light substance that is individualized within each of us. Well, that's just more words, okay? So just know that this energy is always with you. And in fact, your body probably is more conscious of your I Am Presence because it's created from light. And since your body does not necessarily work with mind energy, it's just living. It has a great, you know, will to live. So your body is probably more connected to that than most people are, because most people never talk to their own spirit, what's out of their eyes. So the body is already there with the energy that created it. I think we got a beep there. Anne, are you out there?
Yes, hello. Do we have a caller?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Ron, is it possible that you help me clear this object I'm holding? It's a musical instrument. It's a recorder.
Boy. I would say go on the website and do the object clearing, but I'll take off one energy or so off of it right now since you're holding something. So here we go. Anybody has an object, maybe they got a bracelet on or something, maybe you think has negativity on it or whatever, you can get it right now. But the website is what you use to clear this, and it's, I think, $1 to clear an object. So here we go, everybody. I'll give you about a minute to do this, to get something. And what we'll do is a timeline crash for trauma and fear. So I want everybody to think of that, and then I'll do the object clearing. So think of a trauma or a fear you had. We're going to clear that on a timeline. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So there you go. We have few timelines cleared for traumas and fears. And let's do that object charging or releasing of negativity or something. So here we go. Releasing this energy. I'll just snap my finger. There, it's cleared away.
Thank you, Ron. Are you
okay,
still there,
you.
Ophelia?
Yes, I'm here.
Perhaps she. Okay. Okay, good. That should feel better, and I really recommend that object clearing.
Sure, thank you.
On
bye-bye.
The website. Okay. Thank you for calling. on the subject of I Am Presence and everything, first of all, I did Google it, and I don't recommend anybody Google it. There's a whole lot of images come up, and it's very disturbing, and a lot of talking about God. And someone has here on the fast chat, Ron, so we are not all one.
No, not at all.
About that a bit?
If that's a question, no, you're not all one. You are. Your spirit is source energy, and you're not all one, which means that I am not a leaf outside in a garden, you know, or a flower. I'm not, and that's still source energy. I'm not that. So you are a individual expression of source energy. Your body is that. So no bodies are identical. Maybe if they're, you know, twins, that could be a possibility where there's something similar like that. But that ideally, there's no such thing as oneness. So a lot of people talk about oneness, and I guess you're probably in oneness if you go to a swimming pool and you're all in the pool of water. Then you could say I'm in oneness with everybody here in this location, but you're not the same as anything else. Everything else, everything is separate. Everything has different corrupted codes in it. That is, you know, from your light code being corrupted. But even if you weren't corrupted, you're still going to be individual. That's why you have a spirit. You don't all have the same spirit inside of your body. And neither does your body have the same spirit of anybody else. So there's, as far as oneness with that way of looking at it, like most New Agers talk about, that's more disinformation. Thinking that everybody, you know, can do something. They talk about the 100 monkey scenario with mind energy, and then they think that that's oneness because one monkey thought something and then it transferred somewhere else onto another island, you know, et cetera. And with that, that's just universal mind. That's how you get trapped. That's how you get stuck into programs, is that you are believing somebody else's reality of consciousness and making it yours. Then you have another program. Somebody else's belief system, and all belief systems work because they're all on timelines. They're all prophecies, in a sense, if you want to look at it that way. All prophecies work and are valid. So all the remote viewers looking at things out there and they see something happening, yeah, it's done on a timeline. So all those things are valid, but in true light, you only have one life in this present moment, and there's no such thing as a back history. You can't even go back in time to look at something because everything's in the moment. Which is such a relief because everybody is running their life on their emotions from the past. And just think if you're out of that. In fact, I'll do the mind to heart drop right now to put you into that energy. Now, when you do the mind to heart drop, then automatically you are going to be in source energy. And you need to figure out a way for yourself to go into darkness just a little bit so you can live here. Now, when you get that energy throughout your whole body, then you can start using the heart energy. And I'm not exactly right by using heart energy, by using that phrase, because it has an emotion to it. But you're using peace energy, and then you're connected to the energy of source, which has everything available to you and for you. So you're tapped into a completely different system. Everything is there in true light with no judgment. But here we go, the mind to heart drop, and that's where you want to get to. You want to be able to have everything from source energy that's with your spirit resonate with you. And most people don't even know what that is like. With all they know about is mind energy and thinking. So here we go. Dropping down, and you're going to all command your spirits out loud. So you do this yourself. I'll just walk you through it here. So you command your spirit to take your thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. And what this will do is take those thoughts that is of darkness, of judgment, of universal mind, collective consciousness, the I Am Presence, the oneness, all these things that we're talking about here is darkness. And you're going to bring it into your heart center, and all of a sudden, all those emotional charges and traumas and dramas attached to them and alien programs are disconnected, and now you have peace. So dropping down, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, now you're in your heart center, and the thoughts that you would normally have to try to figure something out don't exist because that's darkness. But you can still move on past that and stay in that energy of source, and you can still get information coming to you from your spirit. That's what you want to do. You want to move on, get your spirit information. That's the whole process. So back to you, Anne.
Wow. Thank you, Ron. That really felt terrific. And I appreciate all, you know, that information. I think that a lot of these healers or so-called healers are just trying to keep us confused. Another thing that they talk about a lot and a lot of people talk about are guides. Before I met you, I went to a healer and she said, you have about 150 guides. That's too many. What you need are 9. You need to have 9 guides, and then they'll keep you, you know, set. So that, and she really believed that. So maybe is there a way to clear guides off of us?
Well, guides would be, in a sense, entities, which would be emotional bodies. Okay. Now, the spirit of anybody is not going to hang around after the body dies for probably more than 3 months. I would say typically a couple of weeks to a month. Anything past, remember, the darkness wants to get you. So they already got you on barcode, so they're going to reel you right in again. So from there, readers will tell you that you have these spirit guides. Well, anything that's invisible would probably be a spirit. We just take that kind of reference there. And so what you're having is entities coming to you. Can they give you good information? Yeah. They can give you good information. They've lived here. Can they get you out of a fix or tell you not to run a stoplight or something or do something like that? Yeah, very possibly they could. But forgetting the guide energies, you know, your best bet is just to go within. Use that one book, you know. I haven't made it yet. Probably won't, but, you know, just be a front and back cover, any size you'd like it to be, and have the first page go within. Well, use that to get your information. Now, what the guides can do, you could have a reader read you information from your guides, quote. They could be reading entities. They could be reading your soul family energies. They could be reading your body energies, all different types of things. And they could be just strictly somebody just doing a scam on you, in a sense. But we'll just assume that the reader is an integrity, and what they're telling you seems to ring a bell with you. Well, that's where you are. They're reading your psychic billboard. And is that information good for you? Yeah, it could be. But are they hooking you up to something else? And that's the whole thing. So you're going to something outside of yourself to get information, and it may be okay, but just be kind of, you know, leery. You know, I'm sure if there's readers out there listening, they're not going to like what I'm saying here, but you know, go within. That's the bottom line. By the time you get rid of all this stuff, and maybe you're just a beginner on this here, and you've been through, you know, 30, 40 years of this metaphysical stuff, and you finally come to the point, you know, I'm tired of reading all these books, and I see what happened to me, and, you know, maybe my life wasn't that great, and what book do I read next to fix my life? The whole thing boils down to, once you finally get to the end of it, is go within, if you can understand that completely. And luckily, hopefully that you're at that point to where you go, yeah, this is what everybody will eventually tell you at the very end of the line or the very last page of the 10,000-page book. It'll be maybe even in there someplace to go within. But that's what everybody will tell you. But then they'll have you use the mind to go within, and that's the trap. So once you boil down all this stuff, the whole thing is you're here with your spirit, and that's it. And you connect with your spirit, you communicate with it, and that's what you should be doing. And your spirit will give you peace. All I'm doing when I do clearings on you is I'm taking away your darkness and bringing your spirit energy more to you, which is outside of yourself, we'll say, kicked out of you. Hopefully we'll get it back when we do clearings. And that energy that's outside of yourself, your spirit, okay, that was taken into darkness is automatically returned to you through the clearings so that you're, in a sense, doing like a soul retrieval, but you're getting rid of the blockages that prevent your spirit from being with you. So we're just bringing you into your spirit energy. That's basically it. And hopefully you may understand what I'm talking about. And if you don't, I can go further and answer your question a different way. So if anybody out there listening does not understand what I'm talking about, or maybe I was saying something and they heard it a different way, then I need for you to let me know so I can explain it to you over again. But the clearings that we have gets rid of the darkness from you. And remember, the darkness comes from your DNA. And when you're first born, you're more whole than you are now. And then from there, as you start getting more DNA activated, that's the darkness stored inside of you. Then your spirit cannot live in darkness. And all of a sudden, it gets kicked out of your body, and it goes somewhere. And hopefully, it's not stolen completely. So that's kind of what happens. So the darkness likes to steal spirits, steal souls, and that's the whole thing. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And we have a request on the fast chat. If it's, is it possible for you to clear us of this I am presence? Yeah. Oh, we have a caller. I'm so sorry. Is there someone on the line?
Yes, hi, it's Sharina.
Hi, Sharina. Okay, we can do that, and I'll get back to that. So go ahead, Sharina.
Hi, Ron. My question is, when when I command my spirit or command my body, who is it that's doing the commanding? What is it? It's not the spirit. It's not the body. What is it that's doing the commanding?
Good question. Okay. It'll vary for everybody. It could be the mind commanding it, because the mind may want to get out of the trap of darkness, okay? So it could be the mind doing it, you getting the thought from somewhere. It could be in your cell memory. Maybe your cell memory wants to get back into wholeness, and so it's bringing that information up to you consciously so you can do this. It could be anything doing that. It doesn't matter what is doing it or how it's doing it. As long as you say it out loud, then your spirit is awakened and it will do that. If you do it in the mind by just thinking about it, then you're not connecting to your spirit directly. Then you're connecting with a spirit that's fabricated by the light of the darkness and wanted universal travelers out there, and then you're running a mind program to do that. So as far as what's doing that to you, it could be anything. It could be you, your spirit wanting to have more energy too. Remember, you don't know what's communicating through you and how that event takes place. So it's a very good question, and it's very hard to even answer that. It could even be an entity with you wanting to get more energy, you know. But once it does that, then the entity is normally, when you command your spirit, entities leave you instantly.
And just a reminder to everybody, you want to say it out loud always.
Yes.
So you're not saying it in your head. Sorry, Sharina.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah,
thanks, Ron.
That's a very, very good question. And the answer could be many ways.
Okay.
As long as you do it, then that's all that you need to know.
Yeah, thanks. Part of the same question would be, can I speak to my twin flame? When I say go to twin flame, how can I actually, is there any way that I can actually communicate with my twin flame?
Your twin flame does not know a language, okay? And so all you're going to be feeling is more of your twin flame energy with you, and it will bring you more peace.
But I thought I heard you once say that that our twin flames could help us. So can we not kind of somehow express to the twin flame, I need help with this, or I need help with that, or whatever?
I would say typically not, but it could bring you peace energy that will allow you to look more clearly into a situation that you're dealing with, okay? So if you're dealing with an emotional situation and your twin flame comes to you, it all depends how strong that emotion would be with you at that present moment, because your twin flame doesn't want to pick up anything of darkness from you, okay? And so it could bring you more peace energy, but it won't know about words or languaging or maybe the situation, but it could give you the peace energy to allow your spirit to work with you, and you could have that coming through your body energy, making you think that your mind is talking to you, and it could be your body talking, giving you the information.
Mm-hmm.
But your body
is
more connected to source than, you know, everything else, because your body is physical. Even though it's a dense body, it's created from light. And what you're doing is you're awakening your body, getting rid of these codes that's stored inside of it, keeping it in prison. And remember, your thoughts are jailing you, you know? And so your body is really more of light than your spirit probably is, because your thoughts kicked your spirit out of your body. Your thoughts is not taking the spirit out of or missing a part of you. You know, you can't think a thought and all of a sudden your little pinky, you know, drops off of your right hand or something, you know? So your thoughts are keeping your body from having your spirit, that consciousness with you of light. But your body will never vanish because you got into more darkness. You're just going to be harming it because it can't heal. Hopefully I answered
your
question. So your spirit is what you have to reside with and to communicate with. Or you could use the word soul, but I always use the word spirit. There's a slight difference, we'll say, in a sense, just from the way you want to look at that. But your spirit is stuck here, in a sense. It used to be a spirit, and then it turned into a soul because it's going through a deprogramming, because it's losing itself each time you have an incarnation here. So if you were completely spirit-empowered, like they talk about your I Am Presence, your spirit would have enough energy to get the heck out of here, along with your body. But because of the forced reincarnations here and the DNA, that doesn't happen.
That's interesting. This morning I was thinking my spirit should be able to get me out of here just by willing it.
Yeah, and it can't do that. You know, if you're completely cleaned out, you could not leave until ascension time comes anyway.
Mm.
So that's the opportunity, which is what we call the universal shift or ascension. And that's the window of opportunity to leave here.
Okay.
Only because
you're
supposed to come here at some point, and the darkness still has maybe barcodes on you and everything else, and you just can't leave. That's the sad part. There's so much more holding us here, but the shift happens, and that's the way you can get out of here. You know, I put up barcode clearing to help people out to get out, but you still got to wait for the energy to be turned off so that the darkness can fall off of you, you know, from all the programs that we know nothing about, so you can get out of here. That's what the universal shift is. It clears the darkness out of the territory of light.
And we can't wait.
No.
Really?
Okay, Sharina, thank you for calling.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, Ron, thank you. So much wonderful information tonight. We did have a question at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and this listener was asking for the link to the overwhelmed clearing, and Ron and I were chatting before the show started, and Ron said that I could once again make the announcement on the show that if anyone would like a free healing, and it is very effective and wonderful, as they all are, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, put in the subject line overwhelmed clearing link, and I'll send that out to you. And so somebody sent in a listener from England, actually, a request for that from the last show when we made the announcement. And she also has a question, Ron, and it's kind of long, and we're getting near the end here already, so I'm going to paraphrase it. She's apparently in a new house. She's very excited. Even when she tries to get a person to come in and do work in her house, they don't even call her, has no success. She's been in the house for 2 years. She feels very frustrated. She doesn't know if she should just sell it. She doesn't feel at home. She's wondering if she's cursed by family members. She's wondering, could it be alien interference? And she just doesn't know what to do, and she feels like paralyzed, which is why she will be helped, by the way, by the overwhelmed clearing. And, of course, I wanted to talk about the space clearing that is on the website, and also to share with everyone that when I first moved into a new house and I met Ron, it wasn't a new house. When I met Ron, he did my old house, which is a very old house, by the way. And I called him, and he did personally an on-site space clearing for me that changed everything in that house. So can you talk about that a little bit, Ron, to help this lady, but also just to share with people what you can do for them for their home?
Yeah, what I can do is a personal clearing for a house. What I do is go room by room, and, if it's, basement or single story, two story, whatever, and take away energies there that could be in there for a long time. A lot of people call me if they're trying to sell a house because it could have bad vibes to it, or they find a house they want to get, but they walk in, it looks great, but their hair stands up on the back of their neck, and they know they don't want to get that house, but they like it, and maybe the house maybe the house is dropping in price because they can't sell it. So you could do a house clearing to get rid of the bad Scoobies, and all of a sudden you may get the house for less money. Or if you have a problem with your house and you're trying to sell it, it just doesn't want to sell, you could also do a clearing, and that could maybe help it. So, that's what I do for people. If you're interested, I can do that. Mainly, the whole thing is to get rid of the energies that are in the house that are causing it to be kind of goofy. I have seen a lot of things in old houses where there's like these critters that kind of walk on the ceilings and they hide in corners. And there's probably names for them, but that's just what I see them as. Maybe they're wall crawlers or something, but houses do have that. So, I can get rid of those too. For the lady who was talking, I think she lives in England. And so if that's the case, a lot of stuff in England that's been going on over the years, maybe a lot of underground tunnels, et cetera, happening there. So it could be more than what meets the eye with your house. So I would first probably do, the space clearing on the website and do that and just see what happens. And it may help out quite a bit. So I'd recommend just first doing that one. If there's anything else happening, a vortex or Stargate or something like that, then check it out. Because England over there, it's an old country, and there's been a lot of stuff going on, a lot of traumas. And you don't know what's buried underneath your house. Especially if you're on top of a graveyard or something. So that could be even worse, but Anyway, that's kind of what I would suggest doing, first of all. But back to you, Ann. I think we've got a couple minutes left here.
Right. Thank you, Ron. And also, there are, you know, human entities. That we had a lot of that in the house you cleared for me.
Okay,
can be hanging around ghosts.
When is ascension time? Well, I can tell you that ascension time was supposed to be in February of 2008. I was only going to do these clearings for 3 years. That's when it started. And so that's when ascension time was supposed to be over. And unfortunately, there wasn't that many people aware of what light is. And there's too many books out there, too many practitioners talking about ascension and the light sucking people into things that they shouldn't be sucked into, or attunements, etc., DNA attunements, chanting, and whatever else people do. And so I'm still here. So I'm in the same boat you guys are. I would like to get out of here yesterday, because this place is corrupted. So the main reason why ascension time has not happened, what I can perceive, is that this is probably the first time that the light has worked with the militaries on the planet here and timelines to get rid of aliens. And so that's getting rid of the Galactic Federation. So when the Galactic Federation is completely dissolved, probably, then ascension time will happen. And these are the aliens that are coming in doing mind control on people, et cetera. And they should not be here. And I would think that this is a threat to the light, and the light is looking at this as corrupting other planets too, not only ours. And it's finally time to deal with these energies. And that's what I've been doing continuously here, is working, getting rid of these aliens that are taking away your free will, free choice. And that's probably the reason why we're not doing ascension. So when was it? 2008 in February. That was the ascension time back then. How long is this going to go on for? I have no clue. I would like to be out of here yesterday. So we're trying to wake people. Remember, just think of how this planet would be if instantly everybody did the mind to heart drop, and the whole planet did this here, and instantly it would become you know, a really nice place to live. Darkness would leave, and all of a sudden, this place could be like it was before. That's kind of in the words of the Van Halen song, Love Comes Walking In, or Love Walks In. So, the very last sentence on it. So, back to you.
Okay, we really appreciate all you do for us, Ron, and we're really the lucky people because we're getting to be cleared out and connected to the Creation Lightship. And I'm still staying on the CLS Earth timeline of 2012, and that makes me feel the safest and most secure. I recommend that everybody send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com and get the free overwhelm clearing. And I want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Saturday, is the 4-hour ascension call, and Ron will do 7 jugs of water. You can find out all about this on the website, creationlightship.com. And then Sunday, there's an 8-hour healing call where Ron gets rid of all of this alien energy off of us, and the light beings work with our physical bodies on the lightship to heal us, and it's wonderful. And it'll be the next 3 Sundays after this Sunday. Is there anything else you want to announce, Ron?
No, that's basically it. So we're moving forward with a lot of this new energy is coming in, looks like, here. So that's kind of what I'm sensing, that the males are coming in stronger now in these programs to give you more information and hopefully to try to separate you from the dark practitioners out there that are telling you all this flowery stuff. Maybe ascension time is coming sooner than later, you know, I don't know, but I am sensing that energy in the last few programs that we've done, maybe in the last week or so. It's coming in stronger, and the shows could be changing a little bit. And just fasten your seatbelt, people. So, Thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. And blessings to all of you. And do the, you know, to do some of those free clearings, those Bartholdt clearings. And by all means, you know, do that clearing for the transmissions of energies on top of your head that the aliens are giving you from the Galactic Federation. That's the satellite clearing. And do the gray skies to get them out of the skies around you so you can feel much better.
And the Earth protection, too.
And the Earth
which
protection.
Which is all those are free.
Well, thank you, everybody. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye, all.